Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Michelle Rubel, better known as Chef Shell, co-owner of Chef Shell's Restaurant and Catering in downtown Port Huron. Welcome, Shell.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks.
So how long have you been in the restaurant and catering business?
We've been working together, my husband and I, for 22 years. So we always say 22 years in business and 32 being married. So it's a pretty exciting year for us.
Yeah, that's good. So the business didn't kill the marriage then. You guys were already 10 years in.
We were.
And good sign, right?
10-year celebration. We started with our sauce company, and the rest is history.
Yeah. So tell us about some of those sauces. You guys have a lot of signature items that people can pick up in the store. So what are some of those things?
I think our most popular is our Roadkill Roy barbecue sauce. If you've had our pulled pork at an open house or in our restaurant, we use one of our rubs that we make to season that pork, and then the sauce is kind of our signature sauce. If you've been in for breakfast, we do make an excellent hot sauce, and of course that Roadkill name is part of the label. We also have a line of wine vinaigrettes that are all fat-free and sodium-free. So those health-conscious eaters, we have sauces and condiments that accompany them as well.
Yeah, so where'd the Roadkill Roy thing come from?
Well, two ladies developed all of the recipes, and the caricature, the picture on the bottle, is actually one of the son-in-laws. So we've always joked, and just recently had a contest. Everyone knows somebody that looks like Roadkill.
Yes, I did see that.
And Roadkill always tastes better with Roadkill Roy sauce on it. So.
Of course. Awesome. Well, what's it like being part of the downtown business community here in Port Huron for you guys?
For us, it has been a whole new world. It's been wonderful and so welcoming. We've been down here just over 7 years now. I still can't believe that. Our move downtown gave us a full-service restaurant, which was a new addition to the products and services that we offered. During this crazy time we've been through, it has been phenomenal how everyone has linked arms and working together. The city has done whatever they could do to make customers accessible to us, and we've just really chimed together in supporting the other local businesses to get us through this crazy time.
Yeah, we're finding the same thing. And even those little curbside delivery things that the city put up were so helpful for a lot of people, so they could just pull up and kind of find a new way to experience their favorite restaurants. Yeah.
They've brought some picnic tables outside of our facility, so those people that feel more comfortable sitting outside, and we really finally are having some nice weather, we're able to accommodate two large picnic tables, and then we always have a couple tables too, so it's great.
Yeah, so you've got something coming up this weekend where you're partnering with Kiwanis. It's not boat week this weekend, but we do have a lot of visitors in town because the boat races are still happening. So how are you guys partnering with Kiwanis to provide some breakfast?
Well, the Kiwanis has always had their traditional pancake breakfast, and I know many of the boaters plan on that. It's traditionally been held under the parking structure at the Chemical Bank. This year, because we're not able to do that, we've decided to help the Kiwanis, and we're packaging a breakfast to go. So we'll be preparing that in our licensed kitchen, and then packaging it and sending it right outside our front door, so that for $8 for pre-orders or $10 that day, you're able to have scrambled eggs, hash browns, bacon sausage, donut, and then a beverage. So it's just easily packaged for you. We've partnered with the trolley, so the trolley could even pick you up along the waterside, bring you up for breakfast, and then take you back down to watch the boat. So we just wanted to see this longtime tradition continue and knew that it's for helping the kids, so we'd be glad to work with them.
Yeah, perfect. So this is Saturday morning at what time?
It's from 7 to 11 at our restaurant. And then again, you can eat outside or the trolley can take you wherever you'd like to go. So I hope we have listeners that'll come down and help us support the Kiwanis.
Perfect. So if you're out there listening on your boat, you better pop over to Chef Shell's on Saturday morning if you want to get a breakfast to go. Well, thank you so much, Shell, for joining us. To learn more about Michelle Rubel and to hear more interviews like this one, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.